There are awkward family traditions, and then there's that national one where the President of the United States pardons a turkey. It's come and gone this year, but you'd be forgiven for wondering, pardons it for what exactly? Comedian John Oliver has a theory.
Every single turkey is guilty. Specifically, guilty of having delicious bird parts that should be serving time in the prison of my mouth.
There is more to this story, though, as Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson reports.
Mac and cheese. This year's turkeys were born in July on a farm in Ohio. Cheese got the official pardon, but there are two birds because, well, you always need a backup, says Keith Williams. He's with the National Turkey Federation, the official supplier of pardoned birds.
Miss America has a runner-up. A president has a vice president. An actor has an understudy.
He says Mac and Cheese were chosen for their fluffy white feathering and charming personalities.
They look for a bird that will be easily handled in that it can be picked up and put on that little table there where the president can see it.
The origin of this treasured tradition is a bit murky. George H.W. Bush was the first to make it a formal pardon, though the National Turkey Federation, which, by the way, is a lobbying group, has been giving a bird to the White House since the 1940s.
Even though this isn't a big thing, there is something to note that a lobbying group is even behind this. You know, that is Washington in a nutshell these days.
Julian Zelizer is a political historian at Princeton. He says the turkey pardon may feel silly, but politicians see value in it.
We are in an age where the character of the president matters very much. People care about who someone is, not just what policies they're going to fight for. And these kinds of rituals are part of how presidential handlers, you know, try to package a person.
So that's the PR value. But what happens to these turkeys after the cameras are gone? Well, past birds have gone to Disneyland and George Washington's home, Mount Vernon. Mac and Cheese are now headed to a newly renovated roost at a park in Virginia to join last year's birds, Popcorn and Caramel. Well, actually just Caramel.
Popcorn's not there.
Keith Williams again.
Popcorn, you know, turkeys do not live a long time. They are bred for Thanksgiving.
Over the last 20 years or so, turkeys have been bred to grow bigger, faster, and with more white meat, a reflection of American appetites. Michael Hewlett is a professor at Penn State, focusing on meat bird production.
Part of the selection for larger birds and more breast meat puts a lot more demand on the supply organs of the bird, such as the heart and the liver and lungs.
So it turns out, presidential pardon, not all it's cracked up to be. Popcorn died during a heat wave last summer. Gone, but memorialized on a White House website. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.